Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, September 27th. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the program, we raise our steins and welcome the team from Wolf's Beer Garden as we celebrate Oktoberfest here on Food Friday. Chef Helen McIntosh and General Manager Steve Rose are in the studio with some samples of German beer and food as Wolf's prepares for its Albany Oktoberfest tomorrow. You got a question about the celebration? The beer, the sausage, the pretzels, the sauerkraut? Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org, but that number is 800-348-2551. Helen, Steve, and your Oktoberfest calls coming up on Vox Pop Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the show, we celebrate Oktoberfest with the team from Wolf's Beer Garden. The restaurant has four locations, Albany, Troy, Schenectady, and Syracuse. And here to guide us on our culinary exploration of Germany, Chef Helen McIntosh, and General Manager Steve Ross. They have brought with them a range of German food and beer to taste and discuss. It all comes as they prepare for quite an event, Wolf's Oktoberfest celebration in Albany tomorrow. If you have a question about German food, beer, or Oktoberfest in general, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can email us as well at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Helen and Steve, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
All right, Helen, let's get this out of the way right now. Say your last name for me.
McIntosh.
Oh, it is McIntosh. There's a C in there, and it kind of threw me off. And that's not really a German name, is it?
No, it's not.
All right. Well, you do pretty well there over there at Wolf's. First of all, before we get into the beautiful food you brought and the beer, let's talk about tomorrow. And tomorrow is Oktoberfest. We'll start with you, Steve. There are some things on this list of events that really surprised me. Tell me about Oktoberfest.
All right. So it kicks off around 10:30. We have our annual 5K race that we do every year.
All right. Check. I won't be at that one. Go.
So that kicks off at 10:30, and they usually finish up right around 11, 11:15 and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then after that, the festivities begin.
Yeah.
We kick off after that with our annual mayor tapping of the keg.
The mayor will come and tap the keg.
Right, and that leads right into our prior biggest event we do, which is the dachshund race.
And I'm sorry, what now?
Our dachshund race.
How many dachshunds are there to race?
Right now, and it keeps growing, we're at about 37 applicants.
Yeah.
And there's almost like a playoff.
Is there wagering?
No wagering.
Okay.
You do get to win some prizes and whatnot.
Because the mayor may look askance if there was wagering going on.
Not yet.
All right, fair enough. What else goes on?
Right behind that, we have our keg bowling.
Keg bowling.
Keg bowling.
All right, explain this to me. Kegs are fairly large.
It's an empty keg.
Right.
Weighs about...
Quarter keg?
Nope.
Half keg? Really?
Yep.
That's pretty tough. Even an empty keg is going to be tough to roll.
Yes. So we have a table set up, and you had the rules like to roll it underneath, no chucking overhead and whatnot.
Right.
And then we have the pin set up the back. And, yeah, usually we get, 20 strikes or so.
You have actual bowling pins?
Actual bowling pins.
And you have to knock it down with an empty half keg.
It rolls. We have run the sidewalk, rolls down. Hmm. Probably our second biggest event outside of our soccer shootout.
How drunk were you, Steve, when you came up with that one?
I was at a bowling alley.
No, is this something they do in Germany?
I don't think so.
No, this is your own thing.
This is our own thing.
All right. Anybody ever get hurt? Anybody? Any
no,
injuries?
No, I mean, this is now, I think, 10 years of doing keg bowling on Oktoberfest, or 11th Oktoberfest this year. But no injuries, nothing crazy with it. Yeah.
Anybody have a perfect game?
No. So if you're able to get 3 strikes in a row, which has happened a couple of years, you get a golden stein where you drink all day. Well, you're able to drink all day long for free.
Wow. So it's worth practicing.
And a really nice trophy.
How do you practice, though? You have to have your own empty half keg in the backyard, right?
With a lot of beer.
That's exciting. Oh, imagine a full keg. Imagine how many pins you could knock down with that.
About 150 pounds.
Well, that's very impressive. We are joined today by Steve Rose and Helen McIntosh of Wolf's Beer Garden. Now, four locations. I did not realize that. I mean, I remember way back when. I think, was Albany the
started
first?
Started Albany 11 years ago.
Yeah. And so we're in Troy, we're in Schenectady, and also in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. And Helen, do you go from place to place and check
yeah.
things out?
Yeah, I'm based in Troy, but I oversee the three local locations.
Yeah. And what's the most popular dish at Wolf's?
Oh, probably potato pancakes.
And the potato did you make these potato pancakes?
Yes.
As I was saying before we started, these potato pancakes, they are perfectly golden brown, and they are so delicious. They are like my grandmother, my dear departed grandmother, used to make. She was off the boat German. Tell us what's in these.
So it's potato and onion, milk, eggs, parsley. Just a very simple blend, and then they're fried until they're crispy.
Fried in what?
We use sunflower oil.
Mmm. Yeah. I got to say, you nailed the amount of onion perfectly. Not too much, not too little. It's right there. Goes good with the applesauce. And our number here, if you have a question about German cooking or beer, is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. The big Oktoberfest kicks off at about 10:15 tomorrow down in front of Wolf's, right?
Correct.
For the 5K run.
5K run starts and ends right at Ferry Street in front of Wolf's. And then we have the whole street closed down from Ferry Street all the way down to Nine Pin.
So the plan is then everybody runs 5K and then comes back to the Oktoberfest.
We have close to about 1,000 runners every year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big event.
You got to hope it's an outdoor event. That's a lot of sweaty people to get into Wolf's.
And luckily this year we're blessed with good weather again.
But it'll be 80 degrees.
80 degrees.
That's good beer drinking weather.
That's good beer drinking weather. Yeah, it is.
And what beer did we bring here today, Steve Rose?
So we got three different Oktoberfests I had brought with me. We have the Spaten Oktoberfest, which is a year-round October.
It's a beautiful, consistent, great
beer.
It's
your staple middle-of-the-road beer. You can't go wrong with
right.
it. And then we got a little different with the Eyinger Oktoberfest. It is the number one rated Oktoberfest in the world year after year.
Who rates these?
I'd say Untappd, and then you have Untappd and Beer Advocate and different places like that. And then also there's the competitions and whatnot that you have judges at mm-hmm. in Germany and worldwide. But Eyinger year after year is the number one rated Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And then my personal favorite, which we have on draft currently, is the Traunstein Festbier.
I love this beer. Tell me about this brewery.
Traunstein Festbier is from the brewery in Traunstein. And they brew a couple of different brews. Their staple outside of this is the Zwickel, which is an
Zwickel.
It is an unfiltered Keller beer, which is in its own category
right.
of beer itself. It's almost like an unfiltered lager.
Yep.
A little sweeter. But the Fest beer is their version of Oktoberfest. It's light, crisp.
It's lighter in color, but it has so much body.
And malt, yep.
Oh, it's so delicious. I've never had this one. How far back in time does that brewery go? I've not heard of this one.
You're looking at 1600s. Almost
really?
All these
so
German
a baby
from,
by German standards.
If not even earlier. I mean, 1516 when the purity laws went in Germany, and most of these breweries are from that time period, if not earlier.
It's funny how the they're all Oktoberfests, at least air quotes Oktoberfests. And the Traunstein is so much lighter in color, it almost looks like
lager.
Well, you know, Budweiser you'd yeah. see. On the, and then the Eyinger, I think, it's lighter in color than the Spaten, and yet I think it has more character than the Spaten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
What's the most popular beer you guys serve over there?
Probably Spaten Oktoberfest.
Really?
Spaten October.
It's a no-lose.
It's just, again, your everyday beer. It's a... the brand Spaten is something that most people can gravitate towards. And outside of that, we have Spaten Lager, which is another big staple for us. A little bit lighter.
It's good. I mean, they're both very good on tap, much better than they are in bottles.
Correct.
And the green, I don't know why they ship them from Europe in the green bottles.
They're actually slowly but surely, Germany is changing over to cans.
And that's
slowly.
That's a great thing.
They still won't give up their bottles, but you now can get some of them in cans.
Hmm. Our number here is 800-348-2551. You want to talk beer, you want to talk food. We are joined today by Chef Helen McIntosh and General Manager Steve Rose, both of Wolf's Beer Garden with locations in Albany, Troy, Schenectady, and Syracuse. And tell you what, let's take a break here. We'll talk about some of the food we brought and delicious food. 800-348-2551, the number. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Food Friday, German food, German beer today. I'm in my element. And we have folks from Wolf's Beer Garden here, Chef Helen McIntosh and General Manager Steve Rose. 800-348-2551 if you have a question about beer or food. It's really good. And the food here is great. These sausages, the wild boar sausage is
phenomenal.
I've never had that before. It's a revelation. Of the, all the sausages you brought, that might be my favorite. Is that a popular one over at the restaurant?
It is, yeah. It's a kind of bratwurst, so it's just a smoked bratwurst made with wild boar.
It's got such great character. You brought sauerkraut. Any tricks to the sauerkraut that you make?
We don't make our own sauerkraut. We buy it from Reliable Brothers.
Oh, well, yeah. they make very good. Mm-hmm. Had that many times before. I see that there is, looks like, not a buckwurst. That's just a regular brat there, right?
Yep, we have bratwurst and knockwurst.
Mmm, very good. The food is great, and those, they're not peanuts. They're almonds, right?
They're almonds, yeah.
Tell me about that. They are delicious.
So those are sort of like a traditional German street festival food.
Yeah.
So they would be made in like a big copper pot out in the street and just fill the air with the caramel and cinnamon smell.
It's just caramel roasted almonds.
Yeah, it's sugar, cinnamon, and almonds.
Oh, it's so good.
You caramelize the sugar.
Yeah, little sugar, a little calories in that one, but well worth it. All right, let's talk about, before we get to the phones, and we will jump right on the phones. If you're on the line, just hang in there, 800-348-2551. Let's talk about the Oktoberfest menu tomorrow.
So we will be serving all kinds of wursts outside.
Yeah.
We're serving food out of a tent. So we have bratwurst, knockwurst, cheddarwurst, and the smoked wild boar available tomorrow. We'll also be serving pretzels with the beer cheese.
I love this beer cheese, by the way. Now, we've had one of these soft pretzels, and they're really delicious. And the beer cheese is, do you have the recipe for this?
Well, I won't give you the whole recipe, but it's made with cheddar cheese and Carlsberg beer.
Ah, Carlsberg beer. Yep. Why won't? Is it a secret? You won't give us the?
Oh yeah, see,
come closer to the mic, Steve.
Yeah, Carlsberg is a nice pilsner, actually from Denmark.
Yep.
And it's phenomenal when it goes in the beer cheese.
Mm. But there are secret ingredients, Helen, that you will not speak of here. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. The number is 800-348-2551, and a lot of food trucks tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a long list. We have total of 9 food trucks coming.
Mm-hmm.
So it is Nosh, Michelle's Charcoal Pit, Gourmelli's, Bombers.
Well, you can speak right into the mic. If you're whispering, we can hear you anyway, Steve. So go ahead.
I like whispering.
Don't be shy.
Let me look at my whole list because it's a long list.
All right. While you're looking up the list, I mean, a lot of these people, these are not German style foods. Do you tell them, hey, look, stay in your lane here. We want some German food.
No, we want variety.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have we're gonna have wood-fired pizza from the Hen and the Hound. And then we also have food tents from the Old English Pub. So they'll be serving like fish and chips.
Bombers as well.
There'll be no battles between the Germans and the English during this event at all.
And our neighbor, Tom Popo, will have a tent, and they'll be serving
ramen.
Ramen?
Mm-hmm.
At the Oktoberfest?
Yeah, like noodle bowls, I think. Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I'll go with the flow. 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go to James in Indian Orchard. James, you're on.
Hi. Hi, I want to make my own beer garden in my backyard.
Nice.
Celebrate Oktoberfest.
Terrific.
And I have like a nice blue and white umbrella and picnic table and some benches and a garden, you know. And so
all you're missing is
a
beer.
I was wondering, you know. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, yeah, I was asking, you know, what I could do to make my backyard like more like an authentic German beer garden, because I've got the blue and white umbrella and some picnic tables and benches and the garden.
Ah.
And I've got, you know, I've got some German beer.
Do you have some Lederhosen?
Or a Dirndl? No, I'm not going to sport any Lederhosen, or a Dirndl or any of that.
Oh, that's cool some oompa music.
Got an oompa band, right?
I got some Scorpion CDs.
You see, well, that'll work just as well. I think you're on the right track with the Scorpions and the umbrella. James, good luck, man. Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. Get ready for Oktoberfest. Hey, Scorpions, it does work technically. The folks from Wolf's Beer Garden are here, and let's go to Mike in South Hadley. Mike, you're on.
Hi, Ray.
Yo.
I've got a beer question.
Terrific.
I used to go to a Würzburger Oktoberfest in Agawam.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Würzburger beer?
So funny you ask that. We actually have the Würzburger Oktoberfest coming in about a week and a half. It should be on our draft lines. Würzburger
no
is
way.
It? Yep, we have the Würzburger Oktoberfest.
So nothing happened to them. They're still around.
Nothing happened to them. Some of these German breweries are very hard to get to, and they take some special orders and whatnot during Oktoberfest season, which is the whole month of October, and then 2 weeks before it ends in September. We have nine different German Oktoberfests we put on throughout that season.
Hmm.
That's awesome. I used to be able to get it here in Western Mass, but I can't find it anymore.
It's just kind of disappeared. They, you know, with distributors and importers and whatnot, it just depends. I mean, it gets a little tougher and tougher to get to, but we will have it on draft in probably less than 2 weeks.
All right.
Awesome. It's a fantastic beer.
Well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call, and enjoy your autumn. Our number here is 800-348-2551. I don't think we talked about this very dark beer that you brought.
The Kostritzer Schwarz beer.
Yeah.
So the Schwarz beer is essentially a dark lager.
Right. Not too heavy.
Not too heavy, only 4.8%.
Yep.
It's got a nice dark backbone to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very malty, but very light.
Very tasty.
It's very drinkable, summer, winter. You can throw a couple of them back and not be overly bloated or heavy.
Right. What's the alcohol content in some of the Oktoberfests?
So most Oktobers, they'll range from 5.5 to 5.9. Spaten sitting at 5.9. The Einiger sitting at 5.8. And the Traunsteiner 5.8 as well.
To me, that's light. In this day and age.
It is. I mean, you get to those IPAs that get to 7, 8%, and you can only have one of them or so before you're on the floor.
Speak for yourself. The number here is 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Steve Rose and Helen McIntosh of Wolf's Beer Garden. The Oktoberfest is tomorrow in front of the Albany location. That's where the 5K starts, and that's where the fun begins. We'll talk about IPAs and trends in a moment, but let's take another call. Jim in Poughkeepsie. Jim, you're on.
Hey there.
Hey. I'm sorry, a little bad connection there, Jim.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Question, it's a item called Fossil Rippchen.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Kostler Rippchen. Yep.
Okay.
What do they know about that, and how do I make it?
Oh, it's food. It's not a beer. It's food.
Oh, no, it's food. It's a glorified smoked pork chop, and it's pink and delicious.
Mm. Do you do any of the smoked pork chops over there, Helen?
I do not, but it sounds amazing.
No, I guess you've stumped the band here,
yeah.
Jim.
Well, they should look into it, because the smoked pork chop, great cabbage and so on.
Yeah.
But it's really incredible and smoked, and they're usually very thick cuts, and it's, okay. You know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, I know it's smoked, but I just want, I'm trying to find out how to smoke it.
Ah, well, smoking meat in general, right?
Yeah.
Ellen, you guys do that over there, don't you?
No, we don't smoke our own meat, but
no.
Yeah, that's kind of like an outdoor.
Right.
Outdoor.
Will
thing.
We be doing any of that tomorrow during the Oktoberfest?
We will not be smoking, but we will be grilling sausages.
Mmm, delicious. Yeah. The number here is 800-348-2551. Zach, the engineer, exasperated by the audio quality on the listeners. You know, hey, what are you going to do, Zach? You know, sometimes someone's standing, you know, in the wrong spot. They don't have their aerials up. It'll happen. But if you're in a good location and you want to give us a call, 800-348-2551. All right, Steve Rose, you've been at Wolf's for 10 years, something like that?
Correct.
You know, and I often complain about this with Joe Donahue. Don't get me wrong. I like IPAs very much. I like hops. I think it's great. But I have reached now saturation point on IPAs. They keep getting more and more popular. How have the tastes changed in the 10 years since you've been at Wolf's?
That's a funny you ask that. I considered myself a hophead for a pretty long time.
And it's good. It's delicious. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
It took me a while. I used to be a strictly Hefeweizen in person.
Yeah.
And then as this IPA fad came about 5 years ago or so, you know, you had to try them, had to get used to them to see what would sell, to what would go on the draft line, make sure you know what was popular. And little by little, your palate kind of changes. And after about a year or two, I started to very much enjoy my IPAs.
Me too.
But now after about 3-4 years of it, I'm going right back to the lagers and pilsners. And it makes me appreciate some of that a lot more.
And how many beers are at Wolf's at any one time?
So every location has at least 20 draft lines.
Okay. And mostly German beers?
So it's at least 14.
Okay. Mostly German beers. Do any Germans make approaching an American IPA?
Actually, they have. They've started doing that over the last couple of years. In Germany, they had these purity laws that they've abided by for a very long time. But now, in present day and age, they've kind of gotten rid of that. The beers we carry all abide by it. But Germans, they do ciders now. They do a lot of different IPAs. They're kind of different. They are definitely malty still with that German yeast and malt they use. So definitely different than our normal IPAs, but, you know, this IPA fad is eventually going to...
Do you think it will eventually abate?
So.
I don't know. It's been going on a long time.
We're over 10 years now with it almost, but I think eventually it will level out. There's just too many.
I'm a malt fan. I mean, I like a beer that has a good body of malt to it, and that's one of the reasons some of these Oktoberfest just call out to me. There's another one, Einbecker, that I swear you guys had on tap, but you said no. Way back when?
I can remember the Einbecker bottle.
Yeah,
we carry the Pilsner. I know you mentioned the Erbach, and I can remember that green bottle.
Yep.
There was a brown bottle with a green label on it for the Erbach.
Yep.
But yeah, we've definitely at some points carried it before.
The number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you have a question about German beer or food, the Oktoberfest begins tomorrow at 10:15 when 1,000 runners will start the Oktoberfest 5K.
Yep.
That is will you be out there?
I will be out there.
You're going to run?
No.
How about you, Helen? You going to run?
No, we're going to do a lot of
running some
around.
Beer and some running some food.
I got you. And then the mayor will be here to tap the keg.
The mayor will
be
here. I think it's right at 12:30.
What keg will we be tapping?
It's almost like a commemorative keg. It's filled with beer, but it's nothing we actually use. She's going to have that old school mallet and knock the tap out.
So
the
there's
beer.
Real beer in it. But
there is real beer in it, yes.
But you can't really drink it.
You can. You may not want to, but you can drink it.
Isn't that an insult to the mayor? Can't you break out the good stuff?
Well, that we saved that for the actual, you know, mugs and whatnot.
All right, fair enough. And then there's the beloved Dachshund races, which I find to be disturbing on a number of levels. Tell us about these again.
So it's pretty cute. I mean, you get a lot of Dachshunds that don't generally race and just look very nice out there on the grass. But we roll out actual real sod. The whole entire street for the race is covered in sod for that section of 40, 50 feet or so.
Yeah.
And then they have actual track set up. So they.
And how long is the race before the dachshunds get tired and sit down?
Honestly, so each
like
there's
10 feet, 12 feet.
It's got to be maybe 15.
Really?
Maybe 15. I mean, there's got different definitely a different, or a few different heats we do, where it's almost like four dachshunds go at once, and then they have, I mean, we have almost 40 applicants at this point.
You don't do the traditional beer stein raising and the holding and the contest, see how long you hold the...
We do the stein holding competition, but our big one that we do is our boot chug.
Oh, my gosh, the boot chug. Now, boot I've, I got to be honest with you. I've been to Wolf's, and I have had, on my birthday, the boot. And it's big.
It is 2 liters.
Yeah.
It is about 70 ounces altogether.
Yeah.
Our record currently inside the bar is 17 seconds.
Okay, now, to do the whole thing?
Do the whole thing.
Now, that's ridiculous, because anyone who drinks out of the glass boot knows that the air gets in the toe.
There's a bubble.
And then if you are too quick... you get bathed in beer. Mm-hmm. So 17 seconds, I don't see how that is. Physics would even allow that.
You know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Yeah. You could say
it's
unique, but also could be a problem at the same time.
And extremely dangerous. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Jimmy and Rhinebeck, hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys, rock on. I was wondering, EKUs and EKUs 28s, are they from Germany?
EKUs. Not sure. I'm getting a
puzzle. What do you mean by EKU?
That's a beer that they I think they still make it. It was a very potent beer back when I was a kid growing up. EKU 28.
I seem to remember that too, Jimmy, but I don't remember exactly
I wasn't sure if it was English or German. I thought it was German.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe somebody will know. But thank you for the call. Yeah, our number is 800-348-2551. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, he's looking it up now. So thank you, Internet. Let's go to Henry in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Henry, you're on.
Years ago, Ballantine made a wonderful IPA.
You betcha.
It was totally separate from their regular line.
Yep.
And it was aged, and it was wonderful. Are you familiar with that?
I am.
Good. So you're dating yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's good beer.
I don't think they make it.
No,
it's
I was out in New Jersey, and I think they went defunct.
Yeah.
I thought they came back, at least with the same name and bottle, maybe 10, 15 years ago. I'm not sure it was the same stuff, but yeah, back in the day, that was about the best you could get back 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
It really was nice.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Well, thanks, Henry.
Good luck. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. 800-348-2551. We go to Andrea and Troy. Andrea, you're on.
Hi, this is Andrea calling. I'm actually in the car on my way to Lake George. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you very well. Thank you so much. Well, I've been listening to your program, and being German myself and going back and forth between Germany and the U.S., just wanted to make one comment.
Sure.
Since I just returned from Munich. The Oktoberfest in general is a Bavarian tradition. It has nothing to do with the rest of Germany. Of course, there are a lot of copycats in the rest of Germany, but basically it started in Munich. And it's turned into a Munich tradition. So please separate Bavaria from the rest of Germany. It's like mentioning Texas and saying this is out of the U.S.
The six breweries, correct, that are the only ones that are able to consider themselves a true Bavarian?
That's how it started.
Yeah.
And it grew over the years. I think by now they have about 10 or 12. I'm not quite sure. It's huge. But it's really a Bavarian tradition, not a German tradition. I come from the Rhine area,
mm-hmm.
where we grow mostly white wine. And I remember growing up, people kind of sneered at the Bavarians and their beer drinking habits. So, this has changed, of course, but I just wanted to clarify that. Then there was a caller actually who asked about the dish called Kasseleräubchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to shed some light on that. That's a dish. It's, as he said, it's a smoked pork chops from the town of Kassel, which is in the northern part of Germany. It's close to where they make the Volkswagen cars.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a very different part of Germany. It has nothing to do with the Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. but it's delicious. And as you said, it's a smoked pork chop, slightly pink. My mom used to buy it at the butcher because it was too much work to do it yourself.
Ah.
You eat it in the winter, traditionally, with sauerkraut and mashed potatoes.
Oh, sounds delicious. Well, Andrea, thank you for the call. We appreciate it very much. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. We talk Oktoberfest, which is strictly Bavarian. by the way. We're here with the folks from Wolf's Beer Garden. We'll be back. Vox Pop, it's Food Friday, German beer and food, 800-348-2551. Helen McIntosh is here and Steve Rose is here from Wolf's Beer Garden. The Oktoberfest is tomorrow morning with the 5K run, and then there's the keg tap and the dachshund races, keg bowling, of course, and much fun all day long tomorrow in front of Wolf's. And what's that location?
895 Broadway.
All right. Now, I guess, you know, we should have talked to Andrea when she was here from Germany, who was on the phone. Oktoberfest really isn't in October in Germany, right?
No, it's a celebration of the upcoming month of October. So it starts
in September.
The last 2 weeks.
It's like a fall festival.
Right. And you sort of spread it out, too, at Wolf's at your different locations as well.
Yeah. So we started in Troy on last Saturday. We had a little kickoff party there, and we all got our lederhosen and dirndls on. And
you do that, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I walked around and sold the spiced nuts and pretzels on
a
stick.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Yeah. I got to say, I love these pretzel sticks with the cheese. It's really, it's a great combination. And these, whoever bakes these pretzels does a phenomenal job.
Sad thing is you don't even have the honey butter or the buttercream cheese yet.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we do.
What, you didn't bring that?
We have honey butter and buttercream cheese, and they are fantastic.
One thing about the Germans, they, you know, the old school Germans really didn't care all that much about cholesterol.
No, it's their food is plentiful, and it is all you can eat there.
All right, back to the phones, and we go to Bill in Del Mar. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ray.
How you doing?
So I've got a recommendation for you for your next birthday.
All right.
You're going to go in, you're going to get the boot, and you're going to drink it with the toe down.
With the toe down? Oh.
Yes.
Can you
and
do
it? You won't get the air bubble and,
is that
and
true?
The beer splash all over.
Now, Steve is laughing. Is that a recipe for disaster?
Or is either that or sideways.
Really?
Yep.
That's the way to do it,
yep.
Huh?
If you do toe up, you got to turn it sideways at some point. Toe down, you usually don't have an issue.
Okay, well, you know.
That's only when you're chugging it.
Right.
Which it seems like you chug a lot.
Well, that's a fine thing to say, Steve. Hey, Bill, thanks for that advice. I will give that a try. Maybe I'll go into training and I'll be ready for next Oktoberfest. And maybe.
All right, 16 seconds. You'll do it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. I don't see how it's possible. Even Joan Donahue, I think, would have a tough time with that.
It's insane to see someone do it, and it just all down, up and down.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's
quicker
down. I don't even
want
to see that.
It goes quicker down than it's longer for us to pour the boot than
right.
It is to drink it in 17 seconds.
Yeah. So many bad things could happen. Let's go to Cole in Amherst. Cole, you're on.
Hey, Ray. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm over here laughing because it turns out Bill beat me to the punch, but I was calling to critique your boot strategy.
Hey, man, I got no strategy, but what have you done this before, Cole?
Oh, I have. You know, my personal best is 15 seconds here. So as an avid overindulger of beer.
Hey, wait a minute. 15 seconds would get you'd get the record at Wolf's. Maybe you should get a designated driver.
Maybe I gotta make the trip.
Yeah, get a designated driver, though. You don't want to drive home after that. Hey, man, that's great. 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So you got to point it down, and as you go, you rotate the boot slowly, and at the very end, you want the toes pointing up. That way, you know, you don't get anything caught in the end there.
Tremendous. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and it sounds like you're a professional. So, Cole, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Austin in Red Hook. Austin, you're on.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm looking for a hard cider recommendation. I'm from the Hudson Valley, and I've been trying some local ones, and I'm looking for your thoughts on what you've tried and what's your favorite out there.
All right. So you said you were from the Hudson Valley?
Yeah.
I know Doc's does a really good cider down there. It's a little drier. Up here, we have Nine Pin, which is we actually blend our own or do our own cider with Nine Pin. They're two buildings down from us over at Wolf's Beer Garden
in
Albany.
That's actually, that's one of my favorites that I've tried this season.
Yeah, so they do a phenomenal variety of different ciders. We have a cucumber lime cider on by them. Next week you have a honey pear.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a big cider fan.
Right.
And I am a huge cucumber fan. But
it's apple cider too?
So they use a champagne yeast, which gives it that drier feel.
Yeah.
And over ice, you can't go wrong.
But it's an apple cider.
It is an apple cider.
With cucumber and
lime.
That sounds bilious. And it's really good, huh?
It's really good. And their next one's the honey pear, which comes out next week.
That sounds tolerable.
Yeah.
Okay. And what brand is that?
So this is Nine Pin.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know them well.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they did some esoteric ones like that.
They have, yeah, quite a variety of ciders.
What do you think, Austin?
All right, thank you. I'll look out for that.
All right, so the cucumber lime. It sounds more like a facial scrub.
It's a very light cider.
Really? All right, over to Cliff. Cliff, over the cliff with Cliff in Kingston. You're on.
Hey, what's going, Ray?
Hey.
How's it going?
You know, we're hanging in there. How are you?
All right. My mom used to do, like, German-style pork chops and spare ribs, and it was all... And she also added sauerkraut to it as a coating.
As a coating?
And it was outrageously delicious.
Hmm. You heard of anything like that?
And my mom also made sauerbraten.
Oh, yeah.
Do you make the sauerbraten, Helen?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, is that a popular dish still?
It is. It's on our catering menu.
Right.
Sort of like a large format thing.
Right.
You make the whole thing and send it off for a meal.
My mom used the... Put ginger snaps in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. The ginger snaps, they thicken the sauce.
Just to give it the bite.
So beautifully, and give it that little extra spice.
Thanks, Cliff. You got a question about anything, sir?
You guys have been talking about, like, IPAs.
Yeah.
I've tried a few beers like Hofbräu and Spaten.
Yeah.
And while I tried Spaten's Oktoberfest, but I wasn't too crazy about it. But I did try their Optimator.
Yeah, we carry that on draft.
You carry that on draft? Yeah, Optimator's on a great beer.
Heavy, malty, kind of sweet. Yep.
Yeah. I like Celebrator better.
We carried that way back when, too.
Yeah. All right, Cliff, thanks a lot for the call. All right, back to the sauerbraten. Give us your quick recipe without giving up too many secrets, Helen.
So sauerbraten is brined in a vinegar, spice, vegetable mix.
For how long?
You can do like 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I do at least 24 hours, but, you know, up to 5 days. And then it gets braised in the same liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so there's carrots and onions, celery and...
Do you wrap it? Like, I try to remember how it's done. Is it all wrapped together and...
Yeah, sometimes you can tie it with butcher's twine so it all holds together, because then you braise it so it's really tender.
Mm.
And then at the end, you thicken the sauce with ginger snaps. And it's magical. The sauce just, you know, it's kind of like a thin, and it's really sour because there's a lot of vinegar.
Yeah.
And then you add the ginger snaps, and it turns it just the right amount sweet and thickens it, and it's silky smooth.
All comes together.
All right, next time you're on, you bring a little of that, huh?
Yeah.
What about Wiener Schnitzel? You do that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that popular?
Well, we do pork schnitzel.
Ah, yep. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It's the folks from Wolf's Beer Garden, and tomorrow, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a fest, Oktoberfest, and all day long. The mayor of Albany will be there tapping a keg of somewhat dubious beer, which you're not invited to drink. But there'll be really good beer on tap. Let's go back to the phones. And Mike and Hadley. Mike.
Hey, everybody. I was wondering if I could get some tips on making beer cheese dip. Oh. I've tried making it several times and have failed miserably.
This stuff, Mike, is amazing. So I think you've called the right number.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried coating cheese with cornstarch to help it melt more evenly and not clump up. That didn't seem to help too much. Would you recommend, like, starting with a roux?
Yes. So ours is, like, a bechamel base. So there's, you know, we start with butter and flour and add milk and beer and cream. So the flour really helps keep it smooth and emulsified. Yeah, but you can also make beer cheese So our beer cheese we serve warm, but you can also make like a cheddar spread where you just blend cheddar and like a softer cheese, even like creme fraiche, and then add beer to it and just put it in like the food processor.
And what kind of beer would you add to it? Something like a pilsner, or would you go something a little darker?
I mean, I kind of like bitter beer in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'd say a pilsner.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I got to say, Mike, this beer cheese was, I think, somewhat warm when the show started, and it's not now, and it stayed almost the same consistency. And I think that's a trick as well. It hasn't all glopped up.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'll definitely try starting with the brew and seeing if that helps. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
thanks.
You're welcome.
800-348-2551 is the number. It's Food Friday, German food, German beer today on the program with Steve Rose and Helen McIntosh. And we go to Cliff in Niskayuna. Hello, Cliff.
Locked up.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Something's locked up. All right. All right, Cliff, call us back. We're hearing something that was locked up. At least I hope they said that. Let's go to Joe in Pine Bush. Joe, you're on.
Hi, I just wanted to recommend Graf Ciders from Newburgh, New York, to the gentleman who called a few callers ago asking for Hudson Valley Cider recommendations.
How do you spell that?
G-R-A-F-T.
G-R-A-F-T.
Oh, okay, not Graf, like the proper way, G-R-A-F. Okay, that's good. It's good cider, eh?
It's delicious, yeah. There's a bunch of different kinds. One's called Sand and Stone, the one that I really liked.
Yeah? And what's the flavor profile?
I'm not delicious.
Is it like a drier cider or more like a semi-sweet where kind of like you're biting into an apple?
It's drier, I would say.
Yeah.
More of an English cider.
You know, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. You know, I had some cider. We were up in Maine, and I had some Vermont cider, and I forget the brand. It was in cans. But they had, a 5-point dryness scale. Yeah. And the dry it's very dry.
It's nice. It kind of gives it more of a wine taste, so you don't really feel that full effect of the sweet, sweet cider.
Yeah. And you guys have cider on tap over there,
carry
too?
Carry two ciders on draft at all times.
What do you have?
A couple in cans. So we have our 9-pin blend called Nine Wolves.
Right.
Which we teamed up with 9-pin to brew starting probably about in February, March area.
Yeah.
And then we carry one of their seasonals at all times.
But
then
the cucumber and lime is coming, huh?
Cucumber lime is on draft right now. The honey pear is what's coming.
And do people drink the cucumber lime?
Oh, it sells very quickly.
Really? And what food would you pair that with?
I would go lighter with our bratwurst. Okay. Our bratwurst, I think, with the cucumber lime would go very well.
Yeah, or with a spicy wurst.
Bison chipotle.
Yeah, we have another wild game sausage that's available, the bison chipotle, which is really good.
Did you
I would
bring
go
that?
With that one.
No, we
I didn't.
All right.
Thought you'd come down afterwards.
All right, quite possibly, but I'm not doing the 5K. I draw the line. Tom in Saratoga. Tom, you're on.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, Ray, I went to RPI in Troy, and I was in a fraternity there, and we actually had a boot. And there was a couple of people who could drink really fast. From what I understand, you're able to open your throat to allow more to go down.
Yeah.
Certain people have that quality. Some people aren't as blessed.
Well, yeah, it's either something you have or you don't, because if you don't have it, you can't do it.
Right.
But you can drink vast quantities of beer very fast.
Now, do you have a glass boot, or did you drink out of them almost like that rugby style where you just took someone's boot off and drank right out of it?
That is repulsive.
You know, we were hardcore. We did both. We had the glass boot, but I actually drank out of a work boot.
Okay.
Take it off, put beer in it, and drink it.
That sounds delicious, Tom. And what beer was your favorite in there? Dr. Scholl's IPA?
You know, the doctor made a very fine beer, and I never got any like foot tongue fungus.
Right,
it just didn't happen.
Yeah, some foot fungus among us.
Right. But anyway, that's
congratulations.
It. People can open their throat and they pound a beer.
Well, the things you learn. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. 800-348-2551. This program has taken a decidedly odd turn, and it's not surprising. Ben in Albany. Ben, you're on.
Hey, Hey, thank you guys for taking my call. I'm driving, so I hope you don't have too much background noise.
No, you're good.
I heard you guys talking about beer cheese a little bit ago, and I went to college down in Kentucky, and every single corner store and mom-and-pop gas station had their own homemade variety of beer cheese, and I was wondering if there's any historical significance to that or why that would have been such a prominent cultural thing in Kentucky of all places.
Huh. Oh, my gosh, that's interesting.
Well, Helen, make something up. We got a couple of minutes. Any ideas? What was the best beer cheese you had down there, Ben? Was it like at a Citgo station or?
Pretty much. I mean, these were all like franchise mom and.
Huh. I think we lost you there.
Each one was different and amazing. I mean, they all tasted like beer cheese. It was all clearly the same thing. But they put a lot of pride into it, and it was definitely like a cultural thing. Like it was something that. It was known, you know, in that area, and it was just there was a lot of kind of pride in that.
Amazing.
They were all good. It would be impossible to pick a favorite.
Well, this is great, and you know what? We'll have our crack team of researchers here at Vox Pop look up why, in fact, that was a thing. But Ben, thanks a lot for the call. All right, now in the remaining moments we have here with Steve Rose and Helen McIntosh, let's recap Oktoberfest tomorrow. At Wolf's Beer Garden. First of all, it's in the Albany location, right? And they've closed off the street for the run?
Correct. We have probably about a quarter mile closed off.
And you're on Broadway?
We are on Broadway.
And so out Menands Way, right? If people have never been there before, how do they get there?
Yeah, if you're, depending on where you're coming from, if you're coming off of 77, you want to take exit 4 on Clinton Ave or Corning Preserve. And if you're coming from 90, you want to take exits 5 or 6.
Now, if you're closing off the road, how are people going to park?
Get there very early.
Really?
Yeah.
But you'll have to stay, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have roughly, you know, 5,000 plus people coming tomorrow morning, afternoon.
5,000 people at 10:15 on a Saturday morning.
Usually between 12 and 4 are peak crazy hours.
Like right.
12 to 4, it's, you know, you have at least 5,000 people there. We're expecting probably closer to 7 with the beautiful weather we're going to have during the daytime.
Wow.
And, yeah, get there early. You know, there's parking. There is parking around the area, but after 1 o'clock, you'll be probably about a mile away.
And how late will this go?
This runs until about 6 to 7 o'clock, and then our, you know, Wolf's Beer Garden is open until about 2 o'clock in the morning that night.
And, of course, those who are 21 and over can enjoy some really terrific beer.
Mm-hmm.
What'll be your most popular seller tomorrow?
Spaten Oktoberfest, by far.
Still.
By far.
And that is because people are not willing to try some of these Oktoberfests that we...
Mainly Spaten. So Spaten, they sponsor our race tomorrow and our Oktoberfest. So that is what we will have in the beer truck.
Ah, well, Spaten is great Oktoberfest. And, I have been drinking it for years. What other Oktoberfests are coming? You had mentioned more are coming down the road in coming weeks.
So inside the bar, currently on draft, we have the Tron Stein, which is the fan favorite here.
Outstanding.
You have the Eyinger, which is the number one rated October. And then in the following weeks, we have Benedictiner October.
Okay.
We have Kolmbacher October.
Had that.
We have the... Polliner and Dinkelacker October toes the tail end. And then my favorite October, which should be on about a week, is the Andex. And then after that, the Würzburger as well.
Andex?
Andex.
I have not heard of this. I've heard of Windex, but that's not something you don't want to drink.
Sorry, I say Andex.
Interesting. Have not had that. Well, we're just about out of time here. Support comes from Oktoberfest Handcrafted at Rhinebeck, melding seasonal food, drink, music, juried artisans at Harvest Activities, October 5th and 6th, Dutchess County Fairgrounds, quailhollow.com. Pike Global Foods, supplier of bulk ingredients for baking, pastry, chocolate, and confectionery producers, wholesale and online direct, pikeglobalfoods.com. MySci, the Museum of Innovation and Science, Schenectady, premieres Insatiable, Cooking Up Innovation, exploring the evolution of cooking, food culture, and kitchen science. Exhibition details and events at mysci.org. And the Old English Pub in downtown, Albany's historic Quackenbush House, serving British beers, cocktails, scotch, and cuisine, lunch, dinner, and brunch, private events, garden open through October, oldenglish.com. Thanks once again to Helen McIntosh and Steve Rose of Wolf's Beer Garden for joining us today. The restaurant's Oktoberfest celebration tomorrow in Albany. And remember, no wagering on the Dachshund races. I can't stress this enough. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. And have a great weekend. Be safe out there. If you're going to go to the Oktoberfest, for Pete's sake, get a designated driver. We'll be back on Monday at 2 with a Medical Monday. Stand by now for the best of our knowledge.